On this, the day the Lord has made, so let us rejoice. Indeed. Are you a trusting person? It is not an easy thing to trust in people or in institutions who are made up of people, because too often we have been let down by others. But without trust, where would we be? One place for sure that trust is a sure thing is with God. And it is this trust that we want to explore and build up as we worship God this morning. So may the Lord bless us as we focus in on that trust in Him. Let us turn our attention to our first hymn, hymn 752, found in the blue supplement hymnal. Please rise as we continue on page 3 of the worship bulletin. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you.
And also with you.
God invites us to come into His presence and worship Him with humble and penitent hearts. Therefore, let us acknowledge our sinfulness and ask Him to forgive us. Holy and merciful Father, I confess that I am by nature sinful, and that I have disobeyed you in my thoughts, words, and actions. I have done
evil and fail to do what is good. For this I deserve your punishment, both now and in eternity. But I am truly sorry for my sins, and trusting in my Savior Jesus Christ, I pray. Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner.
God, our Heavenly Father, has been merciful to us and has given His only Son to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins. Therefore, as a called servant of Christ and by His authority, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
For all that we need in life, and for the wisdom to use all your gifts with gratitude and joy, hear our prayer, O Lord. For the steadfast assurance that nothing can separate us from your love, and for the courage to stand firm against the assaults of Satan and every evil, hear our prayer, O Christ. For the well-being of your holy church in all the world, and for those who offer here their worship and praise, hear our prayer, O Lord. Merciful God, maker and preserver of life, uphold us by your power and keep us in your tender care.
Amen.
The works of the Lord are great and glorious. His name is worthy of praise. Let us pray. Lord, our strength, the battle of good and evil rages within and around us, and our ancient foe tempts us with his deceits and empty promises. Keep us steadfast in your word, and when we fall, raise us up again and restore us through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Please be seated. On this first Sunday in Lent, our Old Testament reading comes to us from the book of Genesis, the 22nd chapter. What do you think was going through Abraham's mind when the Lord made this request of him? God knew what was going through his mind and heart. And so we also get an opportunity to see what was the priority in the life of Abraham. We hear these words. Sometime later, God tested Abraham. He said to him, "Abraham." "Here I am," he replied. Then God said, "Take your son, your only son, whom you love, Isaac, and go to the region of Moriah. Sacrifice him there as a burnt offering on a mountain I will show you." Early the next morning, Abraham got up and loaded his donkey. He took with him two of his servants and his son Isaac. When he had cut enough wood for the burnt offering, he set out for the place God had told him about. On the third day, Abraham looked up and saw the place in the distance. He said to his servants, "Stay here with the donkey while I and the boy go over there. We will worship and then we will come back to you." Abraham took the wood for the burnt offering and placed it on his son Isaac, and he himself carried the fire and the knife. As the two of them went on together, Isaac spoke up and said to his father Abraham, "Father."
"Yes, my son,"
Abraham replied. "The fire and wood are here," Isaac said. "But where is the lamb for the burnt offering?" Abraham answered, "God himself will provide the lamb for the burnt offering, my son." And the two of them went on together. When they reached the place God had told him about, Abraham built an altar there and arranged the wood on it. He bound his son Isaac and laid him on the altar, on top of the wood. Then he reached out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. But the angel of the Lord called out to him from heaven, "Abraham, Abraham!"
"Here I am," he replied.
"Do not lay a hand on the boy," he said. "Do not do anything to him. Now I know that you fear God, because you have not withheld from me your son, your only son." Abraham looked up, and there in a thicket he saw a ram caught by its horns. He went over and took the ram and sacrificed it as a burnt offering instead of his son. So Abraham called that place, "The Lord will provide." And to this day it is said, "On the mountain of the Lord it will be provided." The angel of the Lord called to Abraham from heaven a second time and said, "I swear by myself, declares the Lord, that because you have done this and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will surely bless you and make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as the sand on the seashore. Your descendants will take possession of the cities of their enemies, and through your offspring all nations on earth will be blessed because you have obeyed me." This is the word of our Lord. We now turn to our psalm for today, Psalm 3. We'll sing it as noted. The soloist will sing the first refrain through, then we, the congregation, will sing it. The soloist will take the first verses up to the second refrain, and then we, the congregation, will finish out the psalm.
I will not fear.
Can you count on God's love? The answer gives you and me confidence in all situations. The Apostle Paul provides that answer to us in Romans chapter 8. What then shall we say in response to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies. Who then is the one who condemns? No one. Christ Jesus, who died, more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. And read with me the remaining verses. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. This is the word of our Lord. Please rise for the gospel reading. Taken from the Holy Gospel of St. Mark, the first chapter, as we have moved into the season of Lent, Jesus shows himself to be ready for the road ahead of him. At once the Spirit sent him out into the wilderness, and he was in the wilderness 40 days being tempted by Satan. He was with the wild animals, and angels attended him. After John was put in prison, Jesus went into Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God. The time has come, he said. The kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe the good news. This is the gospel of the Lord. Please be seated as we continue with our next hymn. Grace, mercy, and peace be yours in great abundance from God our Father, through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. We turn our attention back to the Old Testament reading. We hear once again from Genesis 22. So Abraham called that place, "The Lord will provide." And to this day it is said, "On the mountain of the Lord it will be provided." This is God's word, we pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Dear fellow trusting people, by the grace of God, in His grace and mercy, if you were asked what was or is your favorite subject in school, What would you answer? And you cannot say gym class. No matter the subject matter, every student looks forward to test time, right? The concept of testing does not stop when out of school, does it? In order to drive, one has to pass a test. Some jobs may require passing a test before being hired or in order to keep a job. And then there are tests in connection with our faith. And it is such kind of tests that our scripture readings for today put the focus on. We can prepare ourselves for such tests of faith. However, the key ingredient when it comes to passing these tests is not centered in ourselves, but rather in the one who provides the test. Abraham provides us with an excellent example of what is needed, especially in the face of spiritual tests. You and I, we face such tests every day. Some we recognize as such, and others we do not. The key ingredient needed in the face of tests is what? Trust. Not in ourselves, but in the one who provides the test, in the one who can help us pass the test. And so let us trust that the Lord will provide. Trust that the Lord will provide the ability to pass life's tests, as well as provide the ability to be and remain in a relationship with Him. If you are familiar with this account of Abraham being told to sacrifice his son, his long-awaited son, what thoughts have gone through your mind? Have you said something to the effect that this was a harsh ask of Abraham? It was, in a way. Have you also said something to the effect that I could never do such a thing? Perhaps not. And thankfully, the Lord God does not ask parents to do something like this. For keep in mind, this is what we call a descriptive section of Scripture. In other words, Moses, the God-inspired author of Genesis, is simply describing or sharing this life event in the life of Abraham. It is not something God asked every parent, or any parent for that matter, to do. God was making a point, and the lesson is still being passed down to us today. The lesson? Trust the Lord provides. Abraham had been waiting for this particular son a long time. He was 75 years old when the Lord God said that you would have a son who would play a role in the descendants connected to the promised Messiah. Now, Abraham did not doubt the fact that God would fulfill this promise. However, he did question plenty of times, didn't he, how the Lord God would go about fulfilling this promise. Since Sarah was not able to conceive, Abraham thought perhaps the Lord had in mind that his servant would be the heir. Then Sarah suggested that he have a child with her servant. But that was not the Lord's intent either. And we are still dealing with the consequences of that advice. Finally, 25 years later, Isaac was born. He was the one the Lord had in mind to be the heir. Can you imagine Abraham and Sarah's relief when Isaac was born? And knowing that he was the one the Lord had in mind to be included in carrying out the promises God had made to them? When Isaac was a young teen or a young man, the unthinkable then is asked of Abraham, and by the Lord, no doubt. God said to him, "Take your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the region of Moriah, the place where the temple in Jerusalem would one day be built. Sacrifice him there as a burnt offering." Total dedication inference there with that burnt offering. "Sacrifice him there on the mountains I will tell you about." Shocker, right? Today we know the Lord God would not ask anyone to do this. But at this point in history, he has his reasons for asking Abraham to do this, to take his son, his long-awaited son, and sacrifice him to the Lord. Abraham was not aware at the time that this was simply a test of faith, that God would provide a way for him to not have to sacrifice his son, his long-awaited son. Child sacrifices, though, were nothing new to the people at this point in history. In fact, later on in the Bible, the Lord God makes it clear that he detests such sacrifices, warning and encouraging his children of Israel to stay away from people who offer up such sacrifices as a way to worship false gods. Israel, though, did not heed his words of warning and encouragement, and nor do we. But more on that later. So there is the test for Abraham. He had waited for this particular son a long time. He knew child sacrifices were not required and that they were wrong. He knew obedience to the Lord God was not a pick and choose, multiple choice sort of list. He had experienced great blessings from the hands of the Lord, and he was confident that many more blessings were in the making. Abraham passed the test as he showed his willingness to put aside his personal goals for the direction of the Lord. There are at least two references in our text that show Abraham did not waver in his trust in the Lord, a trust that the Lord God had instilled in his heart. When they arrived at the spot to make the sacrifice and leaving his servants behind, he told them, "Stay here with the donkey while I and the boy go over there. We will worship and then we will come back to you." And when Isaac was asked about where the sacrifice was, the animal to be used for sacrifice, he was told, "God himself will provide the lamb for the burnt offering." Let us also not forget who as well passed a test of faith. Isaac did not complain as he trusted in his earthly father even as he was being bound and put on that altar to be sacrificed. Both of these people had a firm faith grounded in the heavenly Father, and it showed itself even under an extreme circumstance. So, dear friends in Christ, what tests of faith have you had to endure throughout your lifetime? Not all tests are the same for every person. God does not ask of us today what he asked of Abraham, but that does not mean the tests that we face today are any less significant or important and valuable. The purpose behind these tests in our life is for the strengthening of our faith, our trust in him, to deepen our trust on this side of heaven. For while we are here on this earth, there is plenty of room for such trust to grow in our Lord. The test for Abraham was not to show God how strong Abraham's faith was in the Lord. Abraham did grow through this test, because the Lord knew already the answer to this test. This test, rather, was an opportunity to show people around him what was important to Abraham, especially to his son Isaac, who was to carry on the promise. Time and time again, the Lord had provided for Abraham. And so faith led him to trust in the fact that the Lord would provide in this case as well. And the Lord did provide, right? He provided a ram to be sacrificed in the place of Isaac. And the Lord confirmed again his promise to Abraham that his descendants would be as numerous as the stars of the sky and the sand on the seashore. Through faith, we are counted among such descendants. And through faith, we are able to have that same confidence and trust in the fact that the Lord God will provide, as he has provided us with many Blessings are ready, physically and spiritually. Not because we have deserved any such blessings, but simply because of His mercy and goodness toward us. So when tests come, dear friends, don't despair. The Lord is able to use such to keep us in a relationship with Him for the long haul. It is a relationship that He begins in us through His Word and Sacrament. And through these same means of grace, He continues to keep us in that relationship with Him, in the true faith. We have to be connected to the means of grace, though, for that relationship to deepen. If Abraham would have had a casual faith, he would not have been able to confidently move forward with this test that the Lord had made of him. How many tests do we fail? Because we have not taken care of our faith. How many mountains out of molehills do we make because our trust in the Lord is weak? How many precious nights of sleep have we lost due to anxious thought? Because our trust in the Lord's ability to provide was shaken by our human thought processes versus remaining focused on the promises of God. The promises of God are rooted firmly in one very important kept promise. And that having to do with the sacrifice of God's own Son. When we read through this account of Abraham being asked to sacrifice his son, we cannot help but think about the sacrifice God made of His own Son. His Son was and is the sacrifice. No substitutes in the place of Jesus. And as Abraham showed through his decision that he was willing to follow the Lord regarding his request to sacrifice Isaac, so let us give thanks to the Lord God for His willingness to give up His own Son for a world that did not and does not deserve Him. A world that time and time again continues to show its disdain for the Lord God who continues to show the world His hand of favor. Yet God knew this would be the case. We hear these words from Romans 5. You see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. That includes you and me. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous man, though for a good man, someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrates His own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Powerful words, right? And it is this same God who sends tests time and time again in our life, who will also provide a way to pass these tests so that they will serve their intended purpose of building us up in a relationship with Him for the long haul. He tells us through the prophet Isaiah in chapter 41, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." And as we were reminded of in our reading from Romans 8 today, nothing sent or allowed in our life can separate us from the love of God, which is firmly rooted in His Son, our Savior, Christ Jesus. God then is the one who is not going to move away from us. And so we ask God to help us not move away from Him when life gets hard. His help to do this is found in the salvation He obtained for us when He offered up His own Son. The Lord provided the sacrifice we needed, and we are the beneficiaries of His great act of love and sacrifice. How cool is that? To be connected to the same faith and confidence that Abraham had in the Messiah. He had a long-term vision in his heart, and through faith we have a similar long-term vision in our heart. We know that this life is temporary, too temporary, in fact, for some, as another school-related shooting took place this past week. Yet in and through Christ, we have a hope that helps us work through the short term and keeps our eyes fixed on the long term, namely heaven. This we can do because Jesus willingly offered up himself in our place for our sins so that we might be forgiven and have the gift of eternal life. Now, does that mean we are going to pass every test every time one is given to us? The Lord knows we will not. And so he stands ready time and time again to lift us up time and time again. And one day when we do not fall, we will be able to look back and see how he has led us to that point as he has kept us connected to his means of grace. This is why the psalmist said, "I rejoice with those who said to me, 'Let us go to the house of the Lord.'" Good stuff happens here because word and sacrament are here. Let us then not give up meeting together. Rather, let us seize every opportunity for mutual encouragement together around the Word of God and His sacrament. The tests in our life, they are not for God, and they are not just for ourselves. They are also for the people that the Lord God puts into our life. Hear this advice from the Apostle Peter. "But in your hearts, set apart Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect." And that answer, in one word, is what? You can say it out loud. Jesus, right? And so, dear friends, we are not asked to sacrifice our children. God sacrificed his own son. But we are given tests. An illness, a grumpy neighbor, sports over worship, and so on. Behold the opportunity to let the grace of God shine through us during such moments. Trust the Lord provides what we need when we need it, to endure for the long haul. It is one thing to say we love the Lord. God help us back up those words with action, especially during the thick of it. For he who has gotten us this far is not the one who is going to leave us to go it alone. Trust him. Trust the Lord provide. Amen. Please rise. The peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard and keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, the source of our trust. Amen. Let us confess our Christian faith with the words of the Nicene Creed. They begin for us on page 10.
We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became fully human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who in unity with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who was spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Christian apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come.
We pray, take my silver and my gold, not a mite would I withhold. Take my intellect and use every power as thou shalt choose. Take my love, my Lord, I pour, at thy feet its treasure store. Take myself and I will be ever only all for thee. Amen. We continue with the prayer of the church. Gracious God and Father, we praise you for the countless blessings we receive from your hand. The beauties of creation and the bounties of the earth, the joy of life and the pleasure of friendship, the good of work and the gift of rest, the privilege to share happiness and sorrow with one another. Above all, we praise and thank you for your saving word and for your Son's body and blood, which you give us to eat and to drink in the sacrament. Through these means of grace, you send the Holy Spirit into our hearts and unite us to Jesus and to the whole Christian church on earth. Great God and Lord, without your continuing help, we easily waver in our faith, lose courage, and grow careless in our watchfulness. The times and days are perilous. Give us strength to face the evils of each day with fresh confidence. Open our lips to speak of your grace, and move us to use the gifts that you give us to share your word of salvation with all people. Protect and prosper the family, the school, the government, and all good institutions that you have established for the benefit of society. Remember in mercy those who are sick and suffering, and bring your healing to troubled homes and lives. Lord, we ask you to watch over Barbara Carpenter and Vicki Kopinski's mom as they are scheduled for medical procedures this coming week. Bless these procedures with the desired outcomes as you will. Above all, renew their trust in you, that you have them in the palm of your hand. And renew that trust in Andrea Lachlan as she continues to battle some medical issues which have taken her in and out of the hospital the past couple of weeks. Grant her relief from what is ailing her, O Lord. I continue to help Terry Jackson heal following his medical procedure. Grant him patience during the recovery. I continue to keep his mind and heart fixed on you, the great physician of both the body and the soul. Bring renewed hope and comfort to Nancy, a friend of Jack Fox's family, as her husband Lee passed away. Continue to reaffirm her trust in your promises, promises you hold true in life and in death. Bring healing to the families immediately impacted by the school shooting in Florida this past week, along with people everywhere, as this situation serves as a harsh reminder this world is not right and is missing you as the solution to deal with hurt and loneliness and guilt and sin. Lord, lead us to speak up with gentleness and respect about the hope and life we have because of you. Help us take reasonable measures to keep all safe, especially our children. Birthdays are another reminder of how special our life is, as you, Lord, are the one who has given us this life. Move us to view one another as gifts from you. As our fellow members celebrate a birthday this week, we thank you for them and ask that you refresh them in body and soul. Now hear us, Lord, as we bring you our private petitions. Now, eternal God and Father, keep us in this saving faith, and so enable us to overcome all things through our Lord Jesus Christ. Our Father, who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Praise to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In love, he has blessed us with every spiritual blessing. He made his Son to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins, and not only for ours, but also for the sins of the whole world. Now have come the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ. To him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be praise and thanks and honor and glory forever and ever. Our Lord Jesus Christ, in the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Then he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for you for the forgiveness of sins. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you.
Strengthen you and preserve you in the true faith until life everlasting. Go in peace, your sins are forgiven. Amen.
Thank you.
Hear the prayer of your people, O Lord, that the lips which have praised you here may glorify you in the world, that the eyes which have seen the coming of your Son may long for his coming again, and that all who have received in his true body and blood the pledge of your forgiveness may be restored to live a new and holy life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Brothers and sisters, go in peace. Live in harmony with one another. Serve the Lord with gladness. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look on you with favor and give you peace. Morning again. Good to see all of you in God's house this morning. Special welcome to our guests this morning. If you haven't stopped by the Welcome Center, please do so before you leave. Hopefully everyone will have an opportunity to meet and greet one another also before you leave God's house today. Bible study is taking place here in the worship area, Christian decision making, and then in the chapel, right? The book of Zechariah will be taking place. Membership course tonight at 5 o'clock. And then prime timers, there's an event coming up this Tuesday. Please see the weekly news for more details on that event. And then our second midweek Lenten service this Wednesday, Lord willing, worship time at 7 o'clock. Supper begins at 5:30. That'll be held in the gymnasium, as some like to call it. You can call it the gym, too. That's okay. Other than that, please see the weekly news for all events going on, at least a good number of events going on here at St. Mark's, which you can add then to your list of events. Blessings on your week and bless you. Have a great day in the Lord.